You know, when I was studying, I don't even know where I was, but I remember when the Lord lays it on your heart to pray for somebody, it's like you'll be praying for this and I'm praying for this one. And it's like, I remember the words, Mary sat at his feet and she chose the best part. But then as I got in the word and began to look, and you see in the word it says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. I was going, So we're sitting here praying one for another, but we're one body. And he said, and I will pray for you. When you're praying for others, God has somebody else praying for you, and he's praying for you anyway. So we need to remember that. And you'll see today one of the greatest tools. And let's just go ahead with the lesson. We're going to go into Nehemiah, and we're going to go into starting on chapter 4, verse 13. We've heard all this last week. We heard they kept coming to him and telling them to, you know, how are you going to be able to do this? And what's the sacrifices? What are all these gifts? I mean, your sacrifices. You think you're just going to believe in those sacrifices? Well, of course we do. And that's what we do as saints. We believe. Everything we believe is because of God's grace. It has nothing to do with our works. So when you go in, Nehemiah saw there was a problem. These people had fallen in the trap of the enemy. They come in, they say, I've seen that before. They'll quit. They don't want to go on. Anything they can do, the devil, it's not people that will discourage you. When you think if God lays something on your heart, or sometimes you know he's going to call you to pray. And you're sitting there going, don't let him call me. Don't let him call me. Oh, don't let her call me. Really? I know, because I've been there. I've done it myself. I know. And the Lord says, why do you do that? Why are you fearing? You're going to talk to me. You're just talking to me. It's not so they will hear. And he said, I want you to be comfortable with me. Know that I'm a father who loves you. So when Nehemiah saw there was a problem here, here's what happens. Therefore, and that's because of what we learned last week, therefore said I in the lower places. Nehemiah said, I sat in the low places. And if you remember, what did Paul say? I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. But anything we do is going to be through the word of God. The word of God is the only thing that endures to the very end. Therefore, I sat in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places. Now he says, I sat there, I saw, and I had to go through this. I understand the low, I understand the high. But he said, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. All this is talking about, we have to know, this is a way of life. This is not something for convenience. Oh, well, it's Sunday. We'll pray about this. No, this should be every day. I know whom I believe. You see, we don't know what's ahead, but we can be praying and saturated by the word of God. We need to take this word in. If you have time, sit down, study. What are the things that we put ahead of the word of God? It's like, this is going to be our arm. This is our armor. We need it for what's ahead. And God knows that. And he said, he went to the low places behind the wall. Well, if you want to start getting yourself ready and in practicality of separation unto God, you will have to experience these things. But I like it. He said, and I set even the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. A lot of people would say, well, now look at that. Look at all those weapons. No. Every one of these speak of being, you have the word of God right there. It's with you. It's in you. And that is your part of your armor, the word of God. What did Jesus say in the wilderness? It is written. It is written. What did Paul say? I choose to believe what God hath said. It's we must believe the word of God. How will I believe it if I don't read it? How can I stand in faith if I don't read the word of God or I'm not taught? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need the word of God in every situation of our life. And I love this about families. When you have your families, say you have a family, and sometimes we don't have families like that, but say that you have your families and all of you are rooted and grounded in the word of God and you're taking the truth in. When something happens, what happens? As a family, as one, it's not about one person, it's about the whole, the unity. There's power in unity. It'd be wonderful if your family believed the same truth that you're believing. You know, but if they don't, that's okay, because I didn't believe it before either. So look at the change. What a difference God has made. And that's when I remember the Lord. And then he says, they had their spears, their bows, and this is every area of our life is going to be protected by God's word. And I looked, and I rose up, and I said to the nobles, look who he's talking to, the nobles, the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Fear's not a god. And that is good advice. When fear comes, we want to run. We want to do stuff in ourselves. We want to make a decision. It's not about fear. It's about believing God. Believing God. And he said, it is God's word. When I think of God's word is protecting me, it's not that, well, I'll get there in a second. Sorry, getting ahead of myself. And I looked, I rose up, and I said to the nobles, the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be you not afraid of them. Now, we can't do that in ourselves. We can by our flesh. We can rise up. It wants to rise up again and wants to rule and to reign. No, you're dead. And it's like, how can we do this then? People say, well, you have to believe God, or I don't have the faith for that. No. The word of God says, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord. What has he done for you? Who is he? He's the captain of my salvation. He is the head of the new creation. You are his body. You are valuable. He has purchased you. He has fought many battles for you. But you're going to do this by remembering the Lord. God's word is going to keep you standing aright, and you're not going to be afraid. And if sometime you go in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and you'll read, he's the one who brought you to this place. He humbled you. He gave you everything you have. And we'll see a little bit more about that. He said, but you need to remember the Lord, which is great, terrible, and fight for your brethren. Fight? For your brethren, we are to fight the good fight of faith. You're fighting when you pray one for another. You are fighting when you are just standing in truth. And he says, it's not just, we could get caught up in, oh, this is happening. Nehemiah could say, man, I know I got permission to come here, and these walls of separation have been taken down. And God wants these walls of separation there and these gates to enter into these places. But he could look at himself like, whoa, look what all's happening to me. No, you pray for the whole family. We're all here for the same reason. It came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us. It had been made known unto them, all those things those people were saying. How would they know? Known unto us, and that God had brought their counsel to naught. What those people were going about saying would come to naught. Why? Not because of us. Because God. God took a stand against it. God remembered it. God heard it. And we give the battle over to the Lord. When we come in and we pray one for another, we need to remember making our prayers and our supplication. When we pray to God, giving thanksgiving. Give thanksgiving because you know who he is. And he told us to bring him to him. Leave him there. And that's the fun part. I mean, it sounds weird, but to me, it's the fun part. Because when you cast that to your Father, you give it to God, the God of all grace. The God of all grace, and we're all about grace. He is our God. He's our power. He's our strength. You give it to him, and you watch what our God can do. God brought their counsel to naught. So what happens is these people, their unbelief has been changed. They find out this has been lies. They were just by the word of God showing you, don't get your eyes on your ability. Don't get your eyes on, well, you said you'd do it before and you failed again. Well, if you get your eyes on those things, you'll stay there. It will stunt your growth. We have to remember the Lord. And he says, when you, he changed their mind by letting them know this was all false. We returned all of us to the wall. Return. Go back to that separation. When you want to separate your life, which has been sanctified by God, but in practicality, I always say this, provisionally, yes, you are. But in practicality, that you believe it and let that work in and out of you. I've been hearing, freely you've received, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, not everybody else, because you believe, others will know that I live. When they see you not frustrated, when they see how is he resting in this, where's this peace coming from? I need that kind of peace. Well, how do they love that kind of person? I want God's love, because if they were able to love someone in that way, that's something that man cannot do for a long period of time, because it will fail. We returned all of us to the wall, everyone into his work. They're separated to do. And it came to pass from the time forth that half of my servants, Nehemiah is saying, half of my servants wrought in the work. Now you think about that, it's got to be pretty hard. I always think when I say hard, and they're building back up that wall of separation. To me, it's like when you go out and you're giving out the word of God and there is no separation anymore. Everyone is like, everyone looks like the world. They act like the world. There's no change in them. People don't even know they're a Christian. He said, but you need to live up to your testimony. He said, they come back, half of the servants, they're working, and this is hard work. When you think of Nebuchadnezzar burned this all down, and this, it looks like rubbish. And it looks like if they think, remember how the enemy comes against and starts saying, you're going to take these stones and you're going to rebuild with them. God can do all things. With God, all things are possible. They go out there. They're going to begin to build on the wall. They that bear those burdens with those that laid it. Every one of his hands wrought in the work. And with the other hand, what did he do? He held a weapon. That means the word is to be with you at all times. And when they always say the word or the weapon, they had it on their side. I was thinking of how we stand at his right hand. We have our word. We have him. He's near. We have the truth. The builders, there are some who are working, and everyone sees them, this hard work. But there are also some other people. For the builders, everyone had the sword girded by his side, so builded. But he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Okay, now you think of the area of all these people working. Or let's just say the body of Christ. Okay? Look at the body of Christ. Can you see everyone right now? No. How are you going to know? They're trying to live a separated and a dedicated life. I think as they're building this wall, they're seeing, or I would, see more of Christ, what he has done. Why I don't long for this or that. I have something better. But how are you going to know these people are hurting? Well, as I was listening to Gene, he was saying that, you know, it started out, I think he said mail, but anyway, that's what came to me was there was letters. You write a letter to someone. I really need your prayers. Then they come up with telephones, and you could call and you could talk to somebody and say, I really want you to pray for me. We're having a hard time on this down in Georgia, and we live up here. And then we went from that to you could text somebody. Now you can email. You got the internet. But you know, the one thing I never heard, and I just have the Lord, when you study for yourself, he adds to what's been given. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. You can be at work and the Lord lays somebody on your heart. Hey, sound of a trumpet. Sound of the trumpet. Here's a warning. Here's a need. We're calling for help. You know, we have the prayer line. But what about the prayer empowered by the Holy Ghost? You know, we have to depend and know. That's part of our peace and our hope of knowing that I know people pray for me. Sometimes I don't even ask them. Sometimes they don't even know what I'm going through. But the Lord says, the Lord had you on my heart yesterday, really strong. And then they just kind of humbly just melted. It's like, I'm so glad he's praying for me. I go, you got that right. It is he that prayeth for you. We're his body. But they sounded the trumpet. They're all on that side, but they'd sound the trumpet and they'd say, we're communicating. We're giving you a warning, a heads up. We need help over here. The work is great. It's large. We're separated upon the wall, one far from another. I can't even see you. Or I can't even see Rebecca, and she's way over here in another state. Or Julie. Julie didn't have to call her mother. We are attentive to the Spirit of God. This week, I called her and she said, Mom, you were on my heart this morning. I go, really? And she said, yes. And I just took it to the Lord and I left it there. She didn't say what happened, nothing. And I just go, you know, it was a trial. But God gave me the grace. But thank God the Holy Spirit led you to pray. You know, I don't have a whole list of prayers, you know, write them down or nothing. But he will bring it to your remembrance. If you're depending on the power of the Holy Ghost, he'll remind you. Or he may use part of the body to pray for this other thing. Not saying that that's not good, but everything is deeper, deeper, deeper in the love of God. So here they are. The work is great and large, and they separated upon the wall, one far from another. There are still those who have their word and their bow and their spear. And maybe they're just in the helps ministry. Maybe they're just praying. Well, thank God they are, because those that are out in that hot sun and building those walls with Nehemiah, they needed prayer. In what place, therefore, you heard the sound of the trumpet, resort you thither unto us. Come. He may say, you need to go. Or he may say, pray. Thither unto us. Now what? Our God shall fight for us. You must hear the trumpet. It alerts you for the need of prayer, of help. Our help cometh from the Lord. You hear the sound of that trumpet. So we labored in the work. And I thought of even that, you know, when we talk about grace. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I'm going to give you rest. What does the Lord tell us, even the Jews, when Paul wrote Hebrews? Labor that you enter into my rest. Labor. I want to know him. I want to know why I can rest. How can I rest? You know, I used to say that. Everybody go, oh, just ask for grace. And I go, I did ask for grace, and I didn't get it. Well, it was all in God's time. He worked it and worked it and worked it. It's like they held the spears from the rising in the morning till the stars appeared. So here they are. They're continuing on building. Now I want you to go down to chapter 5, because another opposition's going to hit. Another one. How are we going to handle opposition is where we've been going with this. There was a great cry of the people and of their wives against the brethren, the Jews. This is problems within. For their word that said, we, our sons, our daughters, are many. Therefore, we take up corn for them that we may eat and live. There's a famine going on. We need food. You know, everybody doesn't have a lot of money in their bank account. They really don't. That's why the Lord will even, he gets down to the finest things. He makes it to where you don't boast about certain things, because what if they can't do that? You know, it's like, consider, it's love. Love considers the brethren. You consider those who maybe can't do that or can't go on a cruise, okay? Consider them. And he has to do that work. There are many, but we have to get corn for them. Some also there were that said, we've mortgaged our lands, our vineyards, our houses. We did all that because we had to have money to eat, to get the corn because of the drought or the dearth. There were people, this is what happens. When things like this happen, they take advantage of those people. Greed. They take their money. They're greedy, so they take it. And he says, we have borrowed money from the king's tribute that's upon our lands and vineyards. They needed help. And you look in verse 5, he says, we're brought unto bondage already. Neither is it our power to redeem them, for other men have their lands and their vineyards. And Nehemiah, he was angry. What are you doing? Why are you doing this to these people? What's mine is yours. What happened to those between the Lord? What I have is yours, and what's yours is mine. We are one body. If there's a need in the body, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I don't think you have to beg. I've never seen my children, my seed, begging for bread. But when somebody helps a need and meets that in your life, do you even bother to say thank you? Not because you give it to get a thank you, but I tell you what, if your response is always, oh, thanks, and you just take, they wonder, I wonder, did I just come up with that myself? Did they really need that? And I remember Jean giving that testimony of somebody, she didn't have a lot of money, and she went up to a pastor and she gave him $1. And he goes, oh, no. I can't take that. And I think it was Brother Copley went to him and said, don't ever do that. You insulted her. If she gave you $1, she gave all that she had. It's more than if I gave you 300, but I'd rather have the 300. But, you know, you sit and you talk about that dollar. She gave all that she had, and it was a joy for her to give it. And the response, she gave it as unto the Lord. The only reason why I think a response is good, and if you don't get it, that's okay, you know, as far as my life between the Lord, but I think it shows growth. It's a grateful heart. It's someone who comes back. Just like, remember the 99? Only one came back to say thanks. What about the one who comes back and says thank you? You know, we really need, I know the Lord's been showing me that, think about that. The slightest things. Oh, they probably didn't really like it. No, give it from your heart. But then pray, Lord. Because I remember we helped somebody here, and it wasn't just a little. And never got a thank you about nothing. And I'm not saying me. I'm saying a body. And this was a deep, deep need. Sometimes you get so caught up in what you get that you forget to say thank you. So here is the people, and Nehemiah says, I'm angry when I heard the cry and I heard these words of what these people were doing just so they could eat. And he said, I consulted with myself. Look what he said. I consulted with myself. He didn't go. He said, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and I said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brother, and I set a great assembly against them. You know, he didn't rise up and say, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to this. I'll go talk to this pastor and this pastor and this pastor, and we'll get together and we'll see, you know, what I should do. Or Nehemiah, he could have went to this one, and this one and said, what do you think we should do? He knew what he should do. How did Nehemiah know? He didn't have to go to somebody else. He was saturated in the word of God. He knew what he was supposed to do. There are times in our life we think, well, I'll go talk to them and we'll pray about it. Sometimes you don't need to pray about it. You already know. This is called separation unto God. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. And it's like, we need to stop this and move on. Do what's right. Because there's, Gene said it too. He said, there's black and there's white. That's it. There's truth and there's error. We want the whole truth. So we're not going to take advantage of the brethren who are without. And I think that goes further than just money. I think that goes to any need, even when they don't maybe know the word of God. Don't use that to your advantage. And I said to them, we, after our ability, have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace. And they didn't have anything to say. You know why? Truth speaks for itself. Just say the truth. People may get angry. Some people may just get quiet. I'm not going to say nothing. Because it's the truth. And they know it's the truth. That's why they don't say anything. What can you say against the truth? If they do, they're fighting. They're kicking against it. And they're stunting their growth. That's how I would feel about my life. Every time I go, I know, Lord, but not right now. I know this is you, but I just need more grace. And it's like, just do it. They held their peace and they didn't have anything to say. And I said, it is not good that you do what you're doing. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? Live up to your testimony. I likewise, my brethren and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Let's stop this. Restore. I like those words. Restore, I pray you, to them even this day. You get back their lands and their vineyards and their olive yards and their houses, also 100th part of their money, and the corn, the wine, the oil that you exact of them. All this that you want to take away, go back in Deuteronomy chapter 8, I believe it is, and you read, and you'll see how many places what God said he did for them. I brought you. I gave you these vineyards. I got this prosperity, even in the natural to you and in the spiritual. Where did you get all this from? He even put in the word of God, be careful that you forget the Lord your God, and think you did this in your own strength, and you got this wealth and might and power and wisdom. No, that's where humility and true humbleness comes from. I knew where my help came from. I knew that to glory in the Lord. Even if he gives you a lesson, if you've ever had to teach a lesson, you'll know. You'll come to the end of your strength. And only the Lord knows how long that's going to take. And I know he used different people, different things. And I go, I don't have a lesson. I don't have a lesson. I would always do that. And one of my sisters go, "You said that 2 years ago." I go, "Oh, I did. I haven't grown beyond this." And that was the Lord. He said, "It's time that you move ahead. You keep believing me. Have I not given you lessons? Have I not given you sermons? Have I not provided food?" A lot of times people go, "Oh, where are we going to get the food? Where are we going to get the food?" You don't have to worry. It is God that giveth it all. He'll bring it. We have to believe it. We have so many examples in the Word of God. And what the little fishes and bread, it fed all those people, and there was more left over. But see, when your eyes are on him, what a joy to see how God worked that all out. It just went, just fell in place. So I want you to get this before I get done. The Lord showed me, he said, in Proverbs chapter 22:7. Now they're going to try to bring these people into financial bondage. These people are free. They don't want to go back under bondage. And they're going to take advantage of them. Nehemiah gets angry. But Proverbs 22:7 says, you don't want to lend money to people because you make them your servant. You just give them the money. Now, if they choose to give it back, okay, that's fine. But don't bring them under bondage. You know, I've got several in our household. They owe me some money. But I always tell them, don't let that stop you from coming over here. Don't worry about the money. God's got the money. It's his anyway. If I didn't have it, if he hadn't gave it, I wouldn't have it. That's the joy of giving, when you really know, where did this come from? It came from him who loves all. He said, freely, don't bring them as your servant. Don't lend. Freely you have received. I want you to freely give it. And you don't do it according to what you see. You do it because he said do it. He knows why. We go, I remember he told me once, I want you to do such and such. I go, what? They got more than I got. You know what? Maybe they've been doing what they've been told. Maybe they just yielded to something you have no idea. Maybe God laid that on your heart. Freely give it. What about the Word of God? You have freely received it. Give it freely. Live up to your testimony. Will they be able to find fault? You know, there's a thing, you suffer for the right reason. But there are also people who suffer because they made the wrong choices. And I have such a sympathy for them because my heart goes out to those people because I've done it. You see, remember the Lord and where he's brought you from. He said, I led you, I humbled you, I proved you. Your clothes didn't wear out. That was back in Deuteronomy. He said, whithersoever thou goest, I'll be with you. I will fight for you. You know, people today are fighting against the president of the United States and coming against this president and this person of this house. And they'll say Nancy Pelosi. They'll say all these people's names. And I'm going, when I was studying this, the Lord just brought it out so plain. You are not wrestling with flesh and blood. We are wrestling against the prince and the power of the air. And how are we going to deal with this opposition? Don't try to take on more than you can do. We cannot fight the devil only one way. That's why we need to be saturated in the Word of God. Because it's the Word. It is written. It is written. You know, I went home last week and shared. I was so excited about the messages. And I went home and I shared with someone. I said, you know, I have to apologize to you. I just want to be a better testimony before you, all my grandkids, all of you, in every area. And April goes, what? You of all people, why would you say that? She goes, that's why I don't like to be around you. And then she laughed and she goes, I was just joking. And I go, but you know, it doesn't matter if they see it. It matters if he sees it. And he dealt with my heart. Live up to your testimony. The life that you now live, all of it. He says, I want you to do what I ask you to do. And that's believe. Believe what I said, it's true. And you'll stand and you'll endure all the way to the end of the thing. Let no man take your crown. And you know, when they try to do that, you need to say, the Lord gave that crown and it's his glory. And no, I don't want him robbed. I want him to get his full reward. I want him to have it all. And that to me is returning back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. You freely gave it to me. Now freely I can give it with no stipulation. That's like Paul. He wanted to make sure the gospel, people couldn't say, well, he just preached the gospel just to get your money. He preached it all, the whole counsel of God. He didn't want people thinking he was doing it just to get the money or to get the applause. Nothing of the flesh. He did it because the word of God must go forth. It must. And the people, because the days we're heading into, I mean, people think it's so bad now, but the days we're heading into, we're going to have to stand, having done all to stand. And we can't be afraid of a system. You can't be afraid of the government. God is on your side. Believe in God and what he says he'll do. Yes, you do respect and honor and follow and obey the laws of the land. And I have that battle, the same thing. People will say, yeah, well, who made that law? Man. I go, leave it into God's hands. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I was watching Esther. And you know what? When the chamberlain came to her and said, you know, about what to wear and all these different things. As it pleased the Lord, you know, you do. I believe you're wise. This woman was not, I'm not going to wear that. No, I'm not doing that. It was all submissive. She had a submissive spirit. And that's what the Lord wants from every one of us. Let's all stand for a word of prayer.